In CI News this week, a woman has been chosen by the Crown Nominations Commission to be the next Archbishop of Canterbury. The Scottish Government advises schools to separate toilets according to biological sex, and Wycliffe Bible Translators has reported historic growth in producing Bibles in new languages. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 3rd of October. I'm Joanna Tim. Dame Sarah Mullally has been nominated as the 106th Archbishop of Canterbury and is the first woman to take on the role in the Church of England's nearly 500-year history. Before her ordination in 2001, Dame Sarah worked in the NHS, becoming Chief Nursing Officer for England in 1999. She has been Bishop of London for 7 years. She led the Living in Love and Faith Next Step Group, which promoted resources that called into question the Church's traditional teaching on identity, sexuality, relationships and marriage, and in 2023 said stable, faithful relationships between two men or two women could be blessed, rejecting biblical Christian teaching. Dame Sarah replaces Justin Welby, who was embroiled in a series of controversies during his tenure, including stating that sexual activity is permissible within committed relationships. She is expected to be installed at Canterbury Cathedral in March. The Scottish Government has advised schools that they must provide separate toilet facilities for boys and girls on the basis of biological sex. Official guidance has been changed following the Supreme Court's ruling on the definition of woman in the Equality Act and a Court of Session declaration that state schools across Scotland must provide single-sex toilets for pupils. But SNP Education Secretary Jenny Gilruth indicated to BBC Scotland that the guidance was not mandatory, suggesting that local authorities were free to assign toilets for gender-confused children based on individual circumstances. The controversial guidance also maintains a trans-affirming approach to gender confusion, despite the CAS review expressing significant caution over social transition, especially before puberty. The Community Secretary has pledged to stop any Islamophobia definition that threatens free speech. A working group was set up to agree suitable wording for the definition, but has been widely criticised. Steve Reid MP, who recently succeeded Angela Rayner as Secretary of State for Communities, stated he was prepared to overrule any definition proposed by the group if he found it amounted to blasphemy laws by the back door. Reid noted, "We haven't got a definition to introduce yet," but added that at the front of his mind in taking that decision will be, "I will defend free speech." The Free Speech Union explained, "We already have laws in this country that protect people from religious hatred, as well as laws protecting people of all faiths from discrimination. The way to protect Muslims is to enforce those statutes." And finally, the past year has shown historic growth in Bible translation, with 23 Bibles and 95 New Testaments completed and released. Wycliffe Bible Translators' annual State of the Bible report revealed the extraordinary progress. Last year, 985 languages were identified as having no parts of the Bible translated and suitable for work to begin. Just 12 months later, this number has fallen by 44% to 550. James Poole, Executive Director of Wycliffe, wrote that for centuries, billions of people have lived without a single verse of the Bible in their language. The absence of God's word in people's own languages is one of the greatest barriers to the good news reaching all people, but that story is changing. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.